Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome back from Croatia. You still must be a bit tired.
Yeah. It's been a long couple of days, but it's great to be back home in the Newcastle area, and the weather's not as bad as people have been telling me.
Well, no, it's not. It's just a bit colder than you're probably used to, but who cares after three consecutive podiums?
It's been a pretty good start to the season still. You know, we've kept our momentum, and three podiums in a row, while it hasn't been a win on any of those podiums, we're now currently ranked tied first in the world. So it's a bit of a show of consistency as the way to win a championship.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, who are you tied with at the top?
Tied with Paul Bonham, who's a two-time world champion. So there's some pretty good company up there. Got Hannes Arp, who once world champion, is in third, and Nigel Lamb, who is the reigning world champion, is in fourth. So I'm surrounded by people that know what they're doing.
Well, you obviously know what you're doing too, otherwise you wouldn't be where you are, Matt.
Yeah, I think we're slowly figuring it out. There's a lot to it. We learn at every race. We're still learning a lot at every race. It's just making us stronger as a team, and I'm getting a little bit more relaxed about it, where I'm not so as concerned about each individual result as a placing. I'm looking at the big picture, so that's helping me relax into the race and helping me turn the pressure on when I need to, otherwise relax a little bit more in the racetrack.
So it's not too far away before Red Bull gets his first place?
Oh, I don't think so. I reckon it's going to happen. I've decided not to be pushing for a win, because that's where I'm going to lose the consistency. And each race I've been no further, they're getting further away. The first race was 800ths. The second race, I think, was about 1500ths. And this race is about 20 hundredths of a second. But we're talking a blink of an eye between coming first and not. So if I just keep running at that level of consistency, the win will happen.
The next one's in Budapest in Hungary, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, then you go to the UK, and then Dallas, and then Las Vegas. Is that right?
Yeah, we've also got one in Spielberg in there as well, in Austria. But the Budapest one, the next one, that's going to be great to go back there. It's, Budapest is almost where the air race started back, over 10 years ago. And everyone who's had any memory of the air race, they always think of Budapest, where we go under the bridge to start the race. So that's what we're doing again, heading back to Budapest. We'll be going under the chain bridge over the Danube.
Yeah.
The bridge is only about 8 metres high off the water, and we'll be going under that at about 400 kilometres an hour to start the race. So it's an interesting one to watch, and it's even more interesting to be in the cockpit when you do it.
I'm feeling sick just hearing you talk about it, Matt.
Yeah, well, people often ask me about that, and I just tell them, no, when I keep my eyes closed, it doesn't worry me.
How different are all the courses, and how long does it take to adjust to each one?
They're all completely different, completely different layout. Even that, when you go back to the same venue, they'll often change the layout of the track. What it is, it's just a lot of preparation before you go there. Sometimes we'll only get one training run before we go out and qualify, so you don't have a great deal of time to practice physically in the track. What you have to do is use your knowledge of how your aircraft performs, draw up simulation lines, work out with a tactician which one's going to be the fastest, and then just sit there with your eyes closed and go over and over and over in your head exactly where you want to be in space, what G, what speed, what power setting, and how you're getting around the track the best of your ability. The Japanese race we just had, I had a total of 4 minutes in the track before we started racing.
Wow. And so you've got about a month before the next one in Budapest, as you were saying. What do you like to do in between?
I like to have some time off, but that's a rare thing for me. So, we've got plenty of stuff going on in here in Australia with the airport down at Belmont that we're now part owner of, getting that up and running.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Where are you at with that, Matt?
Yeah, well, it's getting there. We're still doing a lot of contract work and everything, getting things in place so that it's going to be secure its future. We're now operating our Joyflight business out of there, which has proven to be pretty popular up and down the beach doing aerobatics. And the skydiving's going great guns down there as well. And we hope that sometime in the next year or two, we'll also offer flights out of there to other destinations. So it'd be great for the community all around in that regard. So there's a lot to be done between races, there's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. I think everyone's licking their lips at the prospect of having some kind of working airfield, airport, whatever you want to call it, back at Pelican again.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm very proud that we've been able to keep it as an airport and not have it developed. Aviation's in my blood, and I grew up in this area, and I used to hang out at that airport when I was 5 years old watching the planes. So to to now be a part owner and have saved its, secured its future as an airport is something I'm very proud of.
Yeah, so you should be. Congratulations again on a great win in Croatia, and good luck in Hungary in a month's time.
Thanks, mate. No, you're happy to talk again after that, hopefully with some even better news.
I don't know that it can get much better, but yeah, we're with you.
Thanks, mate.